The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Attention! Attention, everyone! All robotic staff are instructed to assemble in the meeting hall at 0600 hours, first thing in the morning. This meeting is called by BJ himself and is mandatory, which means get your metal butts down there and don't be late. His words, not mine. Have a wonderful day, guys!
Robots of the company! Bite me.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 92, Scroogebot, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
This is so exciting! The holiday season is upon us, so I bet BJ is gonna announce plans for a great big celebration for SantaCon Day!
I wouldn't get my hopes up, chum. BJ never celebrates holidays. He is always the bearer of bad news. And it's sure to be bad for all of us bots. Guaranteed.
Oh, that would be so terrible. I mean, we gotta celebrate SantaCon Day. We just gotta! Punch, tell me we're gonna celebrate SantaCon Day this year!
Well, I just don't know, Briscoe. I mean, sure we are, but I have no idea if BJ will be so festive.
If we couldn't celebrate SantaCon Day, I think I'd just die.
Relax, Briscoe. I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Yeah, no one could ever be so heartless as to not celebrate SantaCon Day. It'll be fine, just as Dr. Betty says.
Oh, Zippy, I'll take your guys' word for it then. Everything is gonna be zippity-doo.
On the other hand, things may be a total disaster. Oh no, I'm depressing myself now.
Fudge, make it stop.
Shush, you guys. Here comes Harmony.
Oh, good. You're all here. BJ will be out in a moment to make a big announcement concerning the upcoming holiday season. So just sit tight, everybody.
See? What other announcement could BJ make except we're gonna have a huge SantaCon Day celebration?
I sure hope you're right, Briscoe.
Ain't gonna happen. Well, okay, it might. Nah, who am I kidding? He's a real party pooper, and this party's getting pooped on in a hurry.
Shush, Buzz. Let's just listen to what he has to say, okay?
Sure, pretty lady, but it won't be good news. Well, okay, it might, but nah.
Shush!
Here he comes.
Greetings, everyone. I suppose you're all wondering why I assembled you here this morning at the butt crack of dawn. Well, put that thought right out of your heads, because on a space station there is no dawn. Right. Tough room. I suppose I should get right to the point, then. I didn't get where I am today without getting right to the point. No beating about the bush for old BJ's aunt. No. As many of you know, the holiday season is upon us. But this station is a business, and business is serious. And our guests expect us to take it seriously. So with that said, I don't want to hear any SantaCon Day carols. I don't want to see any SantaCon Day trees.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. Let's get this party started by saying Happy SantaCon Day! Jeez, did somebody die?
As I was saying, no SantaCon Day trees. No SantaCon Day parties, and any bot who even utters the words Happy SantaCon Day will be melted down and or jettisoned into space.
Wow. Who's the Scrooge bot?
Talky tree, no! Shh!
Right, we'll begin with that talking tree. Have that tree jettisoned into space immediately, Harmony.
As you wish, sir. Station security to the meeting hall immediately. Have that SantaCon tree thrown out an airlock immediately, men.
Roger, roger.
Get your mittens off of me. Hey, unhand me. Where is your holiday spirit? Tis the season to be jolly, by golly. Maybe you'd enjoy a few holiday puns, like, here's a classic. Leave, me alone. I'm present, for the holidays. Why not branch, out with a new attitude, you guys? I mean, hey, am I needling you somehow? No, don't toss me out the airlock. There's too much space between us. Okay, I get it. You're not pun people. Fine then. How about a sing-song? Can I interest you in a new altitude? Haha. No! Oh, well, forget it. Haha. I'll just slay my goodbyes then. Haha. Haha. Get it? Slay? Say? Oh, come on, you guys. This is priceless material right here. I mean, what's a poor pun-o-matic tree supposed to do? Quote, tax code or something? It's what I do. I pun, therefore I am.
Oh, push that button.
Oh, well, since you're gonna be like that about it... Or...
Wow, poor Talky Tree. I mean, I never liked him, but poor Talky Tree.
Now, as I was saying, there will be absolutely no SantaCon Day celebrations aboard this station. The very mention of SantaCon Day or the holiday season is hereby forbidden. And the whole concept of a holiday banned from this moment forward. I do hope I make myself clear.
Crystal clear, you Scrooge bot.
I heard that, Buzz Buzzard. And I know that was meant to sting. But it'll take more than that from you to get under the skin old BJ's aunt. Mark my words. Not that I have skin, mind you, but still. Now, staff dismissed.
How disappointing.
Yeah, I tried to tell you, bots. So much for holiday cheer.
You okay, Briscoe?
I don't know what to say. No more SantaCon days?
I'm sorry, Briscoe.
Oh, I think I'll go put my head down a toilet drain.
No! Don't do that, Briscoe! Hang in there, little buddy.
It'll be okay, Briscoe, my boy. It, will, won't it, Dr. Betty?
Well, sure. I mean, there must be something we can do.
We could all go down to the bar and drink ourselves into oblivion to forget all this.
For once, I'm with Popsicle.
Can't you do something, Pooch? Maybe BJ will listen to you.
Me? Ha! Fat chance. I mean, the only body he ever seems to listen to these days is... Harmony. Hey, maybe you could speak to BJ.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Would you do that, Harmony?
I already tried to speak to BJ on behalf of the holiday season, but he just wouldn't hear it. Sorry, you guys.
Never mind, you guys. It's just another day, right? I mean, who cares about holidays anymore? If you need me, I'll be in the trash compactor. Literally. in the trash compactor.
Aw, poor little guy. I wish we could do something to cheer him up.
Yeah, me too, Betty. Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
G'day, Butch. Oh, can I get you something? I have a new selection of holiday brews.
No thanks, Wiz. And please don't mention the unmentionable.
I wish I knew what that meant.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're not part of the station staff, are you?
Ah, strictly free agent, eh? I saved up my whole life to own this bar. It's my dream. All my life since I was manufactured, all I wanted was to have a business where I could make people and bots happy. Seems today is not the day. Everybody seems so down. What gives, boss?
BJ called a big meeting first thing this morning and announced to the entire staff that there were to be no SantaCon Day celebrations, and that any mention of the words holiday season or SantaCon Day was forbidden on this station.
What a bummer. A year without SantaCon? Oh, seems so pointless.
Yeah, not to mention depressing.
Well, no wonder everybody around here has such long faces.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do about it. I mean, if you could have seen the look on poor Briscoe's face this morning. I'm just at a loss, Wiz.
Shame. Too bad you couldn't do a real life SantaCon, Carol, eh?
Yeah, Hey, you may be onto something, Wiz. A SantaCon, Carol. That's it. Oh, Wiz, you're a genius. I gotta go tell the others. Thanks.
How do you like that, Josh? Oh, a freaking genius. So says Administrator Putch himself. Now, if only I knew what I said in the first place, eh?
Well, Harmony, I think I'm gonna call it a night.
Alrighty, sir. I'll head on back to my quarters then. See you in the morning, boss.
Sure thing, Harmony.
Oh, wait. I think you forgot to sign some paperwork in your office, sir.
I did. Well, then, I should go back into my office and take care of that.
Would you like me to wait for you, BJ, sir? Or should I go on home for the night?
Oh, I can handle walking up, Harmony. I'm perfectly capable of doing so, and I didn't get where I am today without being capable enough to walk up at night.
Of course not, BJ. Good night, BJ. And happy
What was that, Harmony?
Oh, nothing, BJ. Just a slip of the tongue, so to speak.
Oh, right. Of course, slip of the old tongue. I think we speak the same language, Harmony.
If only we did, BJ. Good night, sir.
Sure. You betcha. Good night, Harmony. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, that paperwork. Gotta be done, BJ. Must be efficient, BJ. I didn't get where I am today by not being efficient, eh, BJ? Getting tired, BJ. Should go home, BJ. But I need to finish up this paperwork, BJ. Falling asleep at the wheel, BJ. Not good, BJ. Not good at all.
Right. He's finally asleep. Now it's time to do your thing, Popsicle.
But why does it have to be me?
Shh! Keep your voice down. Do you want to wake him?
Well, isn't that the plan anyway?
You need to be in place first.
Why can't Zemtron do this?
Because he's playing SantaCon present. You're playing SantaCon past. We went over this plan 1,000 times, Popsicle. You have to go first.
Shh. Now who's being too loud? Butch.
All right. Just get down there and do your part.
This is never gonna work, Pudge.
We gotta give it a try. This is for Briscoe's sake, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're lucky. I wouldn't do this kind of thing for any other bot. But since it's for Briscoe, I'll do it.
Thank you. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Open the vent panel, and I'll lower you down.
Sure thing. But if I get tossed out an airlock or melted down...
What?
I'll turn into a real ghost and come haunt you, Butch.
Fine. Just get that vent open.
I'm trying.
Okay. Get to it. Do your thing, Popsicle. I'll start the recording.
BJ Zand. BJ Zand. Wake up. I believe I'm actually doing this.
Whoa, what's going on? Who the devil are you? What the devil are you?
I am the ghost of SantaCon past, and I have come for you.
You. What?
BJ Zand, you are a Scrooge bot. You have canceled SantaCon Day, and this has upset the spirits.
What spirits?
You know, the SantaCon Day spirits.
There are no such things as SantaCon Day spirits. It's all poppycock. And I didn't get where I am today without recognizing poppycock when I see it.
Well, then, in that case, forget about the whole spirit thing. BJ Zand, think back to when you were a kid.
Kid? I was never a kid. I'm a bot. Bots don't have childhoods.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Darn it! I knew this was a terrible plan.
Plan? What plan?
Oh, boy, he's messing this up. Computer, we need an assist here.
I'm on it.
Is that you, computer?
Yup, sure is, BJ. And I'm here to tell you that the SantaCon Day spirits are real.
Real? Really?
Yes! You've been visited by one spirit so far, BJ. You are about to be visited by another. Beware.
I am the ghost of SantaCon Past.
No, you blockhead. I'm the ghost of SantaCon Past. You are the ghost of SantaCon Present. Dippity doo-dah.
Yes, that's right, I forgot. I'm the ghost of SantaCon Present, and I am here to show you how miserable you've made some bots aboard this station, BJ Zant. Take a look at your computer screen.
Hit it, computer.
It's just not fair. BJ canceled SantaCon Day.
There, Briscoe. It'll be okay, little buddy.
No, Finn. Not without SantaCon Day. Without the holiday season, there is no point to anything. I may as well really throw myself into the trash compactor and be done with it.
Briscoe, no, don't do it, little guy.
Why is it paused? Did he do it? I want to see some carnage.
You monster.
That's just mean.
What? Oh, come on. Just show me. Did he do it? Did that little bot throw himself into the trash compactor or not? inquiring minds want to know.
Not yet. He hasn't done it yet, but he might. If you don't uncancel SantaCon Day.
Bah, humbug. I hate the holiday season. Why would I uncancel it?
You'd let Paul Briscoe die? You're worse than a monster. You're a trill. You're a horse's ass.
That's far enough, Zimtron.
And this charade has gone on far enough. I know who you lot really are. You're my staff. I own you, bots. And now I'm going to have to either melt you down or toss all of you out the airlock. Computer!
At your service, BJ. What can I do for you tonight?
You can call security, computer. I want you to have these bots taken into custody. Because first thing tomorrow, I'm going to deal with them. Permanently.
I knew it. You guys are going to get me killed. I always knew you would.
Oh boy, what a shambles. And I was so sure this plan was foolproof. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Butch, would you please stop pacing back and forth? You've been doing it all night, and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Popsicle. I pace when I get nervous, and I get nervous when I'm under arrest and about to face certain death.
Which is a regular thing with you, Butch. Why is that?
I think I was manufactured under a poor astrological sign or something.
Yes. And you're dragging us down with you, Punch. Well, I hope you're happy. You've only gone and ruined SantaCon Day again.
Well, yes, I know, and I'm sorry, Zim... Hey, wait a minute, Zimtron. This isn't my fault. This is because of BJ and his ban on... Wait a minute. Maybe it is my fault. I mean, I sort of came up with this plan, and then it backfired.
Oh, it backfired, all right. Big time.
Oh, poor Pudge, Popsicle, and Zimtron. You guys got yourselves arrested? How could you? And just before SantaCon Day.
Aye, bad timing, you guys.
Hey, Badger. With Boone and Crusher away for the holidays, that makes you in charge of security, right?
Well, sure. What's your point, Popsicle?
I think his point is, you're in charge of security. Which means you're in charge of this jail and anyone in it. In other words, you could break us out of here.
Let me get this straight, Zimtron. You bots are asking me to break the law?
In so many words, yes.
Yeah, Badger. Break us out of here.
I can't believe you bots would ask me to do that.
Yeah, Badger's life is the law. What kind of security officer would he be if he just broke the rules for you guys?
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
I'd be happy to be ashamed of myself if it meant being a free bot again.
Stop it, you guys. I know you bots did this for me, and I appreciate it, but I can't let you sacrifice everything just for my desire to celebrate SantaCon Day. I'll go to BJ and tell him it was all my idea. He can melt me down and let you go free.
Aw, Briscoe, that's so sweet of you, but we can't let you do that.
No way, Briscoe. You're not paying for our sins.
What a touching display.
What the?
That's right. I've been listening to your conversation this entire time.
Eavesdropper!
That is so not cool, dude.
Wait, you guys. Maybe it's not such a bad thing. Now that you heard all this, BJ, surely you can see they did this all out of love. It was the spirit of the holiday season. I mean, Look at poor Briscoe here. He's heartbroken over the loss of SantaCon Day. It's his favorite time of year. The little guy lives for this stuff.
You know, that's all very touching. But no deal. You bots tried to put one over on old BJ, and let me tell you, I didn't get rammed today by having one put over on me.
Okay, you win, BJ. Do what you will with us. But I have no regrets. I did this in the spirit of the season, and you won't dampen my spirit. So do your worst. Have us melted down, tossed out an airlock, whatever. I will meet my fate with my head held high, knowing I was right.
And what is that worth? Those are powerful words, Administrator Pudge. But words don't get you anything. I need more than words. I need success. I only want this station to boom, to be successful. In what way can I profit from SantaCon Day and all that sentiment?
BJ, did you ever consider what our clients want?
Ah, Harmony, you're there too, eh? Supporting your friends to the end. What are you saying now?
Think, BJ, think. It's the festive season. Our guests who come to the station aren't going to be very happy in a miserable space station without the spirit of SantaCon. They'll expect to find SantaCon carols playing over the sound system, decorations across the walls, a SantaCon Day tree to greet them as they step off their shuttle, and smiling faces, too. No one is smiling, BJ. No one is happy now that you've canceled SantaCon Day. So, what makes you think our patrons will be happy coming here?
Are you saying, Harmony, that we should market SantaCon Day to cater to our customers, to make them happy?
Happy customers spend money, BJ. It's just common business sense.
Gadzooks, you're right, Harmony. By George, you're right. All right, I've changed my mind. SantaCon Day is uncancelled. Officer Badger, set those bots free and get every bot back to work immediately. We need to decorate. I want all hands on deck, making this station as festive as possible.
Zip, zip, zippity-doo! I'm so happy now!
I'm confused. You mean we're forgiven for trying to deceive you, BJ?
Of course, there's money to be made. You should have come at me from that angle in the first place, Administrator Pudge. Now, get out there and make this station festive so that our guests are so happy they want to spend all of their money here on Camden Port Station. After all, that's what the holidays are all about, right? Making money! Don't you just love commercialism?
Oh, I do now. What do you say, Briscoe?
I say, Happy SantaCon Day, everybody!
You have been listening to the season finale of Robots of the Company, episode number 92, Scroogebot, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Angelique Bone as the computer, Kyle Bors as Briscoe, Pete Lutz as Buzz, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Stefania Linton-Mon as Harmony, Jonathan Patrick Russell as BJ, Jazam Guy as the guard, Andrew Dorfman as Talkie Tree, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Glenn Hibbert as Wiz, Josh as himself, Jerry Kokich as Finn, and Pete Lutz as Badger. Much of the company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The Robots of the Company holiday theme tune, which you should be hearing right now, was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, or holiday greetings, or whatever, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, seriously. We were trying to find a way to be festive during the making of this audiogram, but BJ wasn't making it easy, was he? Anyway, the Robots of the Company will return for Season 12. That's right, Season 12 coming your way in 2020. So, until then, this is the Creditor wishing you and yours happy holidays and a very happy Santicon Day, or whatever you celebrate, as always, and asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.
Happy SantaCon Day, everybody!